Old Centre of Victoria, Irene Cara and Fame, Thursday afternoon with Daniel Brewer on the home stretch. Lovely to have your company. It's also wonderful to have the company of Jeff Kramer to talk all things fishing. Jeff, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Daniel.
Thank you so much for your time. Plenty to get through this afternoon. Firstly, obviously, a lot of events have had to postpone or cancel due to the ongoing pandemic.
Yeah, pretty frustrating, but the Golden Tag Comp will be shut down until Melbourne opens up, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
The VFA Boating and Fishing Forum has been deferred. The Fishing Festival that was going to be this coming Saturday, it's been deferred until we don't know when, and the Fish Acclimatisation Society's 150th anniversary has been postponed again, so it'll be about 2 or 3 years before we get to that the way it's going.
With that Golden Tag competition, and this is an interesting one, because if someone goes out and catches one of these fish, even though it's been suspended, I wonder what the legal ramifications are, because if they've caught a fish that's got a tag, surely they'd have to honour it.
Well, I guess that's right, but I guess whoever is fishing there, they've got to prove that they were fishing there within the COVID regs.
True.
But if it was me, I'd be taking a record of the tag,
yeah,
and taking a photo, and then probably keeping the tag and letting the fish go.
Yeah, because it would
and,
be. Yeah.
It has got a phone number on it, and you can ring in on that number. So you could probably keep the fish alive in the water in your net while you ring them up to try and I think it's Craig Ingram might answer the phone, and he'd be able to help you out with that.
Try and negotiate a deal or something. Hey, Jeff, daily exercise. We're allowed to go out and have a couple of hours of daily exercise. Of course, you can do fishing under the agreement of exercise.
That's correct. Yeah, you can either go walking a bank fishing or sitting at a bank fishing or out in a boat. But you've got to stick within the 2 hours, stick with your 5 kilometre from home limit,
mm-hmm,
wear a mask and only go with one other person and practice social distancing. So they're pretty tight on that. They've been, the community enforcement have been around Lake Wenderoo a bit this week, so it's interesting. And also I suggest to people that have got young kids that can't get into playgrounds, they can take their kids to their local small waters.
Mm-hmm.
In Ballarat, I know we've got Lake Esmond and Victoria Park and the Gong at Buninyong, so people can go there. And there's still a few small trout in there for kids to catch and families to catch.
Yeah, good to get the kids out of and get a bit of fresh air, especially like with days like today. Jeff Kramer joins us this afternoon. We talk all things fishing on a Thursday. Now, you wanted to talk about the reservoir levels.
Yeah, look, we've had a good season up to now, and although the warmer weather's started now, but I note Cancurran's up to 60% capacity compared to 46 last year, Tullaroop 66% compared to about 60 last year, and Hepburn and Newlyn are overflowing. Epilock's up about 8% to 52% on last year. So what this means is the water level, the water will have inundated the grassy banks, and that means additional food for fish.
Mm-hmm.
Things like, you know, the frogs, if you go out around the water, you can hear the frogs are all out there mating and producing tadpoles, etc.
Yeah.
And there'll be worms coming up and midge growing in that rotting vegetation. So that means the fish are going to be foraging along the banks, looking for all those various foods. It's going to be a bit like a lolly shop for them. But mostly they'll be there early and late when there's low light or on nice cloudy days. So don't go to a lake and try and cast out into the middle. The fish will be along the bank, and that's particularly noticeable at Cancurran this time of year. The schools of golden perch will be in very close along the banks.
Some great advice there. Definitely don't throw it in the middle. Well, we're going to try and throw a line in this weekend if we wanted to venture out and do our 2 hours of exercise. Where are we going to catch a fish, mate?
Well, look, the best waters are Tullaroop, Moorabool, Hepburn and Newlyn. Unfortunately, I don't live within 5 k's of any of those. I can go down to Lake Wenderoo and have a cast, but there's a lot of small fish in Wenderoo at the moment.
Yep.
So hopefully people are putting them back, and there's a few people fishing. But Shane hasn't sent me any photos, so I don't know whether he's caught anything or not.
I think that means that he doesn't want to share.
No. Yeah, that's probably it, you know. And the Loddon River. However, this last weekend was the closure of the cod season, so you can't go and target cod specifically in reservoirs or rivers. Some reservoirs do not have a closure, but others do. So make sure you check your rules.
Yep. Follow those rules and regulations. Jeff, really,
if you catch a cod, let it go.
Yes.
Unless it's got a tag in its back.
No, definitely let it go. Hey, Jeff, really do appreciate your time this afternoon.
Good on you, Daniel. Great to catch up.